This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. About one in five of the most vulnerable Coloradans have gotten the new COVID-19 booster that targets the Omicron variant. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Those 65 and older are the most at risk from the coronavirus and account for most deaths. But only 19% of them have gotten the new booster dose that targets the super transmissible Omicron variant. That's according to a revamped state vaccination dashboard. The last two winters saw high levels of coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. This winter, respiratory bugs and flu are expected to spread widely. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Environmental and neighborhood groups are calling on the EPA to order major revisions to a new permit for the Suncor refinery in Commerce City. CPR Sam Brash.
The facility is Colorado's only oil and gas refinery. It's also a major source of air pollution, located near low-income Latino neighborhoods. The state has put together a draft permit with operation guidelines and emission limits. In a new petition, the coalition says it lacks teeth and underestimates the amount of pollution coming from the refinery. The group say if President Biden is serious about environmental justice, his EPA would order major changes. The agency has 60 days to respond. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A collision between two semi-trucks has shut down I-25 in both directions near Loveland. Colorado State Patrol says the crash happened this afternoon underneath the bridge on U.S. Highway 34. The driver was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The cause of the crash is under investigation and traffic is being rerouted. Right now in Denver, it's 75 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News.